you're really tired, you say that I am...
exhausted.
And if you're really disgusted, you say...
I am disgusted.
If you're angry?
I'm so mad I could die.
Okay. How about if you're really frightened?
Scared to death.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry, you say that they...
took off.
Okay. And what do you say to people at Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And on the first of the year?
And a Happy New Year. Mm-hmm.
Do you know some Indian tribes in the region?
Yeah, there's the Mescalero Apaches up around Ruidoso. And they're all rich now down at Isleta the Tiguas. Mm-hmm. They're the second scalping. That's what my husband calls it.
Yeah, right.
They're going to
the casino, huh?
Scalp us again. And let's see, where else? Well, the Comanches, fortunately, they killed them all off and ran them out of Texas because they were the meanest so-and-sos. Boy, my grandmother's tales of the Comanches. Mm. They were terrible. Let's see. The Pueblos up in Arizona, you know, mm-hmm. all those mm-hmm. Pueblos. Mm-hmm. That's about all.
Okay. What is a Texas native called?
A Texan.
And an El Paso native?
An El Pasoan.
Do you know any funny names for natives of other western states?
Let's see. No.
If somebody from New Mexico cut you off on the freeway, you wouldn't have a name for them that is like a funny name?
No.
How about for a...
just a so-and-so.
You heard any funny names for people from Arizona?
No.
Okay. A person from the United States is an...
an American.
And from our country to the north?
A Canadian.
And somebody who's black, you'd say they are?
Someone who's black?
Yeah, how would you describe them?
I would call them colored or Negro.
Okay. A person who is... most of the people from Utah are... what religion?
Mormon.
Uh-huh. And are there any names for Mormons that you know?
No.
How about for what you call white people?
Anglos.
Okay. And country people?
Good old country boy.
How about redneck?
Well, redneck is a particular type. Years and years ago, when they were bringing all those people from Europe mm-hmm. that landed at Ellis Island, when they had people that they didn't know what to do with, mm-hmm. they would bring them and dump them on the levees in New Orleans mm-hmm. because the weather was warm and they could live. Mm-hmm. So they became those people who were on the riverboats, and they made their living the best way they could. They were in terrible shape. And gradually they moved over into Texas. Mm-hmm. And they're a particular type of people, and my daughter says once in a while she gets one in her class. Hmm. And they're meaner than hell. They really are.
Huh.
And John says that when he goes, see, he's in the, our son is in the shipping trade, ships. Mm-hmm. And ever so often he has to go down to Beaumont or down close to in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And he says that those rednecks, they smile at you and they're thinking, how can I cheat him?
Huh.
They dislike him thoroughly.
That's interesting.
They're mean.
What about names for people who don't have a lot of money? What do you call them?